then we'll speak on the book of Ephesians. That's what Paul says in chapter 1. Paul says, I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now blessed be God and Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame him, without blame before him in love. And then in chapter 5, Paul says, now, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Saviour of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. So the reason I'm reading it out is because Paul says, wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands. And then he says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands. So it's Paul teaching on the union between two people that's called a marriage union, that is a joining of two people in a particular order where the husband's the head, the wife's the body. That particular marriage union has an order, like a male and female are fitted together. A joining of the flesh, because God has put them together in marriage. But in that marriage union, there's a head part and a body part, a male part and a female part. The reason I'm talking about it is because Paul says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let their wives be to their own husbands. So Paul says, your wives should submit themselves to the husbands. And he explains that by saying that this is because it should be a copy of Christ's relationship with the church. So that's why he says that the church is subject to Christ. But I'm speaking on it because it's one of the few places that Paul says that the church is subject to Christ. So Paul says, therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so that wives be to their own husbands. And that therefore comes after wives, submit yourselves to your husbands. So there's two statements Paul says about the church. One is direct and one is indirect. So the direct statement, Paul says, therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so Paul states that the church is subject to Christ. And in the context of the whole thing, he also says that the church is submit to God. So the two statements are the church is subject to Christ and the church is submit to Christ. Now, a Christian is a person that believes that the gospel is that Christ died, was buried and raised again. Once a person, according to Paul, believes the gospel, then according to what Paul said to the Corinthians, then the Holy Spirit baptizes them into Christ. And Paul says, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit with him. So when you believe that Christ died for your sins, when you believe the gospel, Holy Spirit baptizes you into Christ, your spirit, the inside part of you, it becomes in union with Christ. So your body, soul, and spirit, the center of your soul is your spirit. When you believe Christ died for your sins, your spirit gets baptized into Christ, gets immersed into Christ. And so according to Paul, there's a joining of your spirit in Christ. Your spirit is joined to Christ. So the union gets set up between your spirit and Christ when you believe Christ died for your sins. And your spirit gets joined to Christ. So and that is how, when Christ dies, you die with him. And then when Christ got raised from the dead, you get raised with him. That's how your inside becomes born again. So when every Christian is in union with Christ, but that union is not any union. Paul says in Ephesians that union is a marriage union, the marriage of people as ordained in the word of God between a man and a woman. That is just a copy of the original marriage, which is between Christ and the church. So the union that you have with Christ, which got set up when you first believed the gospel, that union is not any union. It's not a union of two. It's not a union of two same parts. It's a marriage union, and the marriage union is the male part Christ, and then the female part of the Christian. So it doesn't matter if the Christian is male or female. The union that you have with Christ, whether a male or female Christian, that union is the female part of the marriage union with Christ, Christ being the head of the church, and every Christian is an individual member of the church. So that means every Christian has the female part in the marriage union with Christ, and Christ has the head part. And Paul says, in such a marriage union, he says that the church is subject to the head. So when you became born again, when you get baptized, when you got baptized into Christ, your spirit got joined with Christ, you died with Christ, got raised with Christ, you got born again on the inside, you have a spiritual union with Christ, and that spiritual union is your spirit is made subject to Christ, because Christ is the head part of that spiritual union and of that marriage union, and the church, which you're an individual member of, is the body part of the marriage union. So that means that in the union between your spirit and Christ, your spirit is made to be subject to Christ. Now, that is a very useful and important thing to know. That means that God has made your spirit subject to Christ. And what Paul defines subject means in Ephesians 5 is God has made your spirit submit to Christ. Now, Christ, when he ascended into heaven after he got raised from the dead, is seated at the right hand of God and takes that place of submission to God. So your spirit was made to submit to Christ, and Christ submits to God. So your spirit was made to submit to God. So not only were you born again and changed and made holy on the inside, your spirit was made to submit to God. Now that is an important thing to know, because Paul says in Romans 8, the flesh is at war with God. It does not please God, nor can it do so. You know, what you're made of naturally does not want anything to do with God and doesn't submit to God. Now, when you became born again, God changed the nature of your center. You have to make it holy and acceptable to God, and it has the character of God. You got born again on the inside. You're no longer sinful on the inside. You're born again of a holy nature. And that born again you on the inside, it does submit to God. So if your senser does submit to God, that means that you do not need to make your senser submit to God. It means that you always submit to God on the inside, which means you always agree with God on the inside. You always love God on the inside. You always want the love of God on the inside. You always want to relate to God on the inside. You don't have to persuade yourself to do that. You always submit to God, want the things of him and love him and want to relate to him on the inside. That's what you naturally want on the inside. Now, if that's true, you need to know that, because, you know, your flesh is sinful, and it doesn't have that. So Satan can lie to you about you and say, have a look at your flesh, that's what you think about God, and it's not. Like, what you are, the center of the person is the person. What you are has been born again, and it does submit to God. So if you want to know what you are, what you actually think, Satan says, have a look at your flesh, what you actually think. And Paul says, you've put off the body, the sins of the flesh. When you died and were raised again in Christ, your spirit was born again, but your flesh wasn't. So you died to your flesh, and effectively your flesh died to you. So your flesh is not you anymore. So if you want to know, what do I think? So what am I? The answer is, you are your born again spirit. That's what you are. So if you want to know more details, you're born again, you have a holy nature before God. One of the details about that is that you submit to God. So if you want to know what you actually think about God, whether you actually agree with him, you do. You do. Satan goes, have a look at your feelings. Now it's the Holy Spirit's job. When you believe Christ died for your sins, you get the Holy Spirit as, according to Ephesians, as a deposit guarantee, your inheritance guarantee, guaranteeing that you're righteous before God, you're at peace with him. When you die, you'll be with Christ in heaven. When you get your resurrected body, Paul says the Holy Spirit is sent to you as a guarantee of all your inheritance, which is your righteous, your saves, your peace with God. You'll get your heavenly body. You'll be with Christ in heaven when you die. The Holy Spirit is given as a guarantee of your inheritance. But the Holy Spirit's job whilst you're alive is to impart the life of Christ to you and to make your flesh bear the fruits of peace, joy, love, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. They're all the fruits that the Holy Spirit bears in you, contrary to your sinful nature. The job of the Holy Spirit is to bear the life of Christ in you, which is in line with who you actually are on the inside. So if you're going through a particular thing, say you can say, have a look at your flesh, see what you think about it. And it's like, you can have a look at your flesh, see what you feel, but the Holy Spirit's job is to give a peace and joy to your flesh in the midst of any other surface ripple feelings that your flesh has of its own opinion of your situation. But if you want to know deep down what you think, it's there is what you are inside that's deeper than your flesh, because Paul says your flesh is no longer you. So you're to the question, do you submit to God? The answer is yes. You don't need to have a look at your feelings to know you submit to God. The word of God says you do submit to him. And you need to know that you submit to God, because that helps you to know what you think about different situations that you find yourself in, and it helps you you stand against Satan attacks that you don't agree with God, you don't like God at different periods of time. You do like God. You do submit to God. You do want the things of God. You do love God. You do want to relate to God. You do agree with God. You do agree with God's word, because the word of God says that your spirit has been born again and made to submit to Christ. God has done the work in you to make your inside compatible with the things of God and submit to God. And that's it.